can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Live, Laugh, and Be You. With the host, our host with the most is Audrey Lynette, co-hosted by Dave and Linda Laskowski in Kansas City. Audrey's in California, and we're in Missouri. How is your day going? We have a very, very exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about three very interesting subjects. One is called allowance, one is called acceptance, and the other is called awareness. Without further ado, Audrey Lynette, how are you this afternoon?
Fabulous, fabulous, David. Thank you so much. And hello, Lynn, and hello, everybody. Woohoo! I'm sitting here in sunny California after just having driven up a beautiful coastline, watching the shimmering water. I know I'm rubbing it in there, but it's a beautiful day out here. And how does it get any better than that?
Yes.
I mean, we would be out there with you driving along that coast highway. I know we're not ever supposed to come to a conclusion, but there's one.
I know. It's like we should have a big road trip. It's beautiful. The water is totally sparkling. And, oh, what a beautiful day to have awareness, allowance, and acceptance on our table to talk about. I enjoyed talking with David, and he said, let's just have a conversation about those three things. And it's like, yeah, that's the main theme of our radio show, if anything, is these everyday tools that you can apply to your life, turning it around the coffee table and giving you some sense of peace, ease, and hopefully a little bit more awareness and a lot of laughter.
There we go.
How fun is that?
Excellent.
So, allowance, acceptance, and awareness. Whoa, what a mouthful. What else is possible?
We had a lot of that this last 2 weeks, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about AAA here. We're not talking about road service. Yeah. Well, maybe now that'll be a whole show all by itself. Yeah. We're not going to go there today.
We might do right there.
Okay, let's tighten up the reins here, guys and gals, and
He's such a taskmaster.
I know, I'm the clock watcher. What I find interesting is that allowance, acceptance, and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a chance to look at them through access tools and the way our reality perceives the use of these three words. Very, very, very different way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Why don't we just start out with allowance a little bit, and let's see where it goes. Let's follow the energy.
I love allowance. Allowance is one of my best friends, and ever since I was introduced to the whole concept that I'm going to share with you now, it's made my life a stream, which is far better than it ever used to be, which felt like a riverbed. And it'll make sense to you in a minute when I share you. Would you guys like to hear what I know about allowance and what it is for me and what we talk about when we're doing access classes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let her rip.
Allowance that we talk about is being the rock in the stream. You know, it's like allowance is being interesting point of view. An interesting point of view is no matter what the point of view is that you or anybody else has around anything, whether it be the sky is blue and if you're colorblind, it looks a totally different color. Like my husband has a way of seeing colors that I just go, wow, it's amazing. And whenever he tells me to go and pick something up and tells me the color of the object now, I say, can you show me what that looks like? Because you seem to have a different point of view about color than I do. So over our lifetime together, it's easy for me to know that he has a different point of view about things. Have you guys ever noticed that you have a different point of view whenever you look at the world?
Absolutely.
From anybody? Yeah. And it's your point of view. It's nobody else's. It's yours.
Yep.
However, when you start talking about your point of view with people and conversation or whatever, have you noticed that not everybody agrees with your point of view?
Absolutely.
And yeah, how many of you've known every now and then, just now and again?
Yeah, I think twice in the last couple months, yeah.
Really? You've only had two people disagree with your point of view? David, you rock.
Yeah. He lies.
Yeah, they didn't speak English. English wasn't their first language, and I didn't speak theirs, so.
Yeah.
A lot of alarms going on there.
Exactly. Whenever you have someone else that has a different point of view, you either have to align and agree with their point of view, which is, okay, so my point of view is now wrong and your point of view is right, or disagree with their point of view and go, no, that's not correct, and then you make their point of view wrong and your point of view right. So two wrongs and two rights, how does it get any better than that?
Confusing.
Do you sense confusion, stress, anxiety, frustration, and any all of that sometimes?
Well, yes.
You can feel the anger come off of most people right away.
Yeah. If you have a different point of view, and you're either supposed to align and agree with their point of view, or you're required to resist and react to it if you hang on to your point of view. And how much fun is that?
Yep. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose.
Yes. It's a bit like the tug-of-war that you play out there in the world. You know, when two teams are pulling on either side of the rope?
Yep.
And one's pulling one way and one's pulling the other, and never the twain shall meet. It's like all that stress and that tension as you're pulling. Well, what if you could just let go? How much freedom would there be in that?
Wow.
Yeah, you all like that. That was fun.
But don't you find sometimes working with people, they are so afraid to let go, and then they hold on even tighter?
Yes. That's what we call in ACCESS a fixed point of view.
Okay.
When someone is so scared to let go of their point of view that they have to fix their point of view. Again, it would be like in the tug-of-war, where you've got your feet so deeply enmeshed, and you're tug-of-warring, and you're hanging on, and you're fixed in your position. Okay, so when somebody lets go of that, you sort of wobble around trying to get your balance again, and it too allows you to be free of any fixed point of view. So what if you could be an allowance with every point of view that you have? And let's face it, we all have a point of view. Some of us more fixed than others. Some of us wonder, what the hell is my point of view?
Yep.
I know I used to think for a long time, what point of view do I have? Everybody else has one. I better get one. Quick, what's my point of view about this so I can have an opinion and a debate and a discussion?
Yep.
Allowance would probably end a lot of debates or discussions if it was thrown in the mix many, many, many times.
Sure.
And I'm finding out that through some of my clients, when I don't have a point of view, it's making them angry with me. They get very angry because I don't have a point of view, and they don't understand why I don't.
Is it that you don't have a point of view, Lynn, or is it that you don't have a fixed point of view?
I don't have a fixed point of view any longer. I used to, and
yeah.
I don't any longer, and they're getting a little, like, crazy, going, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, when you've been had a strong point of view or had a fixed point of view, and then you start changing from a fixed point of view or a strong opinion to, you know what, good question. I'm not sure I have an answer for you on that. That's interesting that you say that. Let me look at that. If people have been in tug-of-war with you or relying on your point of view, and you let go, they're probably all going, whoa, who is Lynn, and what is Lynn talking about now, and what does she stand for, and what is she doing?
Yeah.
And it may create some of that.
Yeah, it's not so hard to understand how things like this come about. I remember growing up, I would ask my mother a question, and then she would say, well, I don't know. I don't have an opinion about that. You need to go ask your father. Then you go ask dad, and dad says, go ask your mother. And next Thing you know, you're going back and forth. Nobody's got an answer for you. Everybody's got an opinion about what you need to do. And then you just end up growing up even more confused and befuddled than you were before you got here.
Yeah. You run around scratching your head thinking it's your butt. And you go, hang on a minute. I'm sure there's something else to scratch. What is that? Well, that's if you're in my head. But then we all know that's a little interesting at times as well.
just a little bit.
But it's very loving, and we love it very much.
And then you throw in the Aussie perspective, which was very interesting growing up, you've got a party.
Well, like I said, we love it very much.
Thank you. Phew. Not everybody does.
Well, I just don't understand you.
That's true.
Exactly. They don't understand me.
They have a fixed point of view about you. How's that?
They do.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
If we stay in the line long enough, we will settle all the perceived problems of the world.
Well,
think
about it. You mentioned Australia. People will have a point of view about that. They'll hear your accent. They'll have a point of view about that.
Yes.
If it's color, gender, size, height, weight, what car you drive, where you live, what church you go to, all these different things that society has laid out there as benchmarks for a variety of people, how old a person is, whether you're a child, whether you're an old person, gray hair.
It just goes on and on.
I mean, the list, my mind just would not wrap around how many different point of views that people have out there. It's like running through a colander. I mean, you're going to just get all scratched up.
I have a question for you. Which ones are right and which ones are wrong?
None of them. They're neither right nor wrong. They're just is.
You're cheating. You already know the answer.
You have taught us well.
Grasshopper.
I love it. Cheating is allowed. You don't know. Follow your knowing. But I was being cheeky as usual. But that's correct, Lynn. There is no right and there is no wrong. There is no bad and there is no good. It's just a point of view. And what would it be like if the world or people were able to look at everything from that place, that there was no right or wrong, no good or bad, just choice?
Yeah.
Now, if you're starting to go, what the hell is she talking about? Welcome to my world.
Yep.
How does it get any better than that? And I was with a friend once, and we're in a cafe, and this young man came up at the waiter, and he just blurted out, he said, so, if there was no right, no wrong, nor good, nor bad, how would you be? And the young man, his face lit up, and he said, I'd be happy. Awesome. Well, have a great day. And the waiter walked away, and he came back, he said, you just made my day. He said, I feel so happy. Hey, thank you. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your dinner. And off he wandered. And I just looked at him, and God bless his heart, you know. Thank you. Thank you for making that young man's day. And what if you could ask yourself that sometimes? Okay, so if you get really frustrated, you know, the energy David was talking about, where it's like there are so many points of view out there. It's like which one's right, which one's wrong, which one's good, which one's bad. A wonderful one thing you can do is just like my friend did to the waiter. What if there was no right, no wrong, no good, no bad? There was just allowance. Right now, how does that feel to you?
It feels great to us.
Other people, not so good. They don't buy it. They don't like the sounds of it, and they're not sure how it works.
Well, we live in a system that everything's predicated on mediation or having to go to a lawyer or having to go to some other person to have to settle my differences. You know, if I have differences with someone else, by the time we get done with it, I've involved dozens and dozens of other people and a lot of anger and upset and expense when it's just an interesting point of view.
It is just an interesting point of view. However, when you're stuck in something like you just brought up, a court case or a fight or custody or anything like that, it isn't always easy. No, it's not, and it feels tense. And a lot of the time, too, when that occurs, you can still apply what we're talking about for yourself allow it for yourself. And often times what will occur is you'll get a clarity about how to proceed. So the idea that you can't let go of your point of view, or you can't just go, oh, that's interesting, and therefore you have to fix your point of view, that just keeps creating it. So what am I talking about, and what is David and Lynn talking about? So let's explain what the allowance is. Allowance is, it's just an interesting point of view. Every point of view that you hear, even the ones in your own head, even your own point of view, what if you were willing to allow it to just be an interesting point of view? Just interesting. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad, just interesting. And in that moment where you're willing to be just interesting point of view about your point of view, you can get a sense of space or peace to look at what all is going on around you and then choose. Let me give a little bit of background to make this a little easier. One of the things that I've heard say, and it's one of the best ways I've heard consciousness described, is consciousness is awareness of everything, judging nothing, and then choosing. So awareness of everything all around, judging none of it, and then choosing what's true for you. How does that sound to you guys?
Sounds like nirvana.
Yeah. So what if that was consciousness, and what if that is what you were after? Awareness of everything, judging nothing, and choosing. So now let's use the analogy of the rock and the stream like you've heard us say. You're a rock in the stream, and the water's flowing down towards you. How many choices do you have? Well, I'm glad I asked myself. Well, you asked.
You asked the bestest questions.
Oh, thank you. So there you are. You're a rock in the stream, and the water's coming at you. You have the choice to put a barrier up to it to stop it from pushing you away, and stopping the water, so that has to keep bashing harder to try and get you to move. So there you've got your barrier up to try and stop the water from overtaking you, overriding you, and it keeps bashing you. Okay? That's one way. I would call that resisting and reacting. Okay? So that's one way. Then you have the other way where the water can just pick you up and flow you down the river and away you go, which may seem like the easier one a lot of the times, and you're just flowing down the river going, okay, here we go. Oh, that was a big drop. How does it get any better than that? It isn't always what you choose, because where is there allowance for you to choose something different? So we would call that alignment and agreement, or acceptance, where you just take it, alignment and agreement, or the acceptance of being pushed and shoved and let go. So, is there a third choice? That's a really good question to ask, by the way, sometimes. I've had many good experiences asking, is there another choice here? And something will show up. And the third choice in this scenario is, that's an interesting point of view. It's allowance. It's where you let the water roll over you, and not put any barrier up to it, and not have to go along with it and just accept it, but be an allowance of it. Just let it roll over you, or with a point of view, if somebody says something to you that doesn't feel true to you, you can just let it go through. Sort of like becoming the observer of your life. Wow, that was an interesting point of view David just said. Oh, I see that fly past. That seemed to have some truth to it. Good point of view, David. Thank you. You know, it's like allowance is letting it roll over you or roll through you and not having to act, react, agree, or accept it and just be an allowance of it. And if you're an allowance of it, you can then choose whether it's true for you or not and whether you act on it or not. How does that sound? Does that sound like a bit more fun?
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun. It does have a connotation, at least based on this reality, that a person that is going to be in allowance all the time and just agree and let things go by like that could possibly feel like a doormat.
Oh, good point. However, if you choose to step out of the way of the point of view, does that make you a doormat, or does that make you able to choose something different from what the rest, everybody or everything around you is choosing?
Yeah, very different. Very different. Has a completely different energy to it. When I'm stepping out of the way, I'm not going to be a doormat because I always, always, always have a choice.
You always have a choice. That is one of the truths for everything that I'm aware of, is that you as a being have choice. You've always have choice. You just haven't been allowed to choose a lot of the time. You're only ever given, as what I've observed, an either-or choice.
Yeah.
Okay, you have two choices. It's either a good choice or a bad choice. It's either a right choice or a wrong choice. You either win or you lose by your choice. Have you guys ever felt like you're in the either-or universe of choices, or you're only ever allowed two?
Well, most times people feel that they're either the hammer or they're the nail.
Ow! Other one.
Ouch, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. It brings up another thing, too. Have you ever felt like you've had too many choices?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I recall as a kid going to the ice cream store when we'd go to Sydney, and I'd get so excited because they'd have 52 flavors. And I'd be like, it was probably less than that, but as a kid, all that ice cream meant lots of flavors. And I would be so excited. I would be beside myself. And I'd go into the ice cream parlor, and my parents would be there and my brother, and I'd be looking at all the flavors, and I'd be wetting myself trying to think, which one do I want to try today? What have I tried before? What looks good? What's fun? And my father would come in and ask for vanilla every time. My mother would come in and ask for passion fruit every time. And my brother would come in and ask for bubble gum every time. And they would stand there and say, oh, for heaven's sake, Orgy, just choose one. Why can't you just be like us and choose the same thing every time? And I'd look at them and go, because there's all these flavors. It's like, can't I just try a bit of every one, and then I'll tell you the one I really like today? No, for heaven's sake, just pick one. Hurry up and pick one. And I'd pick one. Some days I would walk out of there without a choice because I felt so pressured to have to make the right choice. The choice to beat all choices in that 10 seconds, and I would come up upset rather than happy with the opportunity to have all that choice.
Yeah,
been in a position like that?
How many joyful occasions in a person's life were just run to ground and destroyed because of a situation like that? I remember the same thing growing up. The same thing. Go to a candy store, just pick something. You've only got a dollar to spend. Just pick something because we got to get going. Well, why did you bring me here in the first place? It was a great way to get smacked, but don't take me to the well and then tell me I can't drink.
Yeah. So,
well,
choice
it would be easy for me because if we went to an ice cream store, I would just get a glass of water because I don't like ice cream.
There you go. Cheeky mean. Woohoo! Look at all that. Three different opinions, three different experiences, and the laughter and humor in that as well.
Absolutely.
So what was I doing by talking about all those choices and it being hard to choose? It probably feels like that for a lot of people out there. There's so many things going on in your life and in your reality. And just from some of the emails I've been getting from people asking me, have you got a magic bullet that I can use to actually get out of where I'm at right now? I know there's another possibility, but it doesn't feel like it right now with all the choices that I have in my face.
Yeah.
Please know that each one of these tools that we give you, if you just start adding them to your life and your living, you will get a sense of something different showing up. And that's where this one is really valuable, the allowance. Because as David said before, allowance isn't a doormat. Allowance isn't wishy-washy. Allowance is, it's just an interesting point of view that everybody has this point of view about me right now. it's just an interesting point of view that my life and my reality look like this right now. It's just an interesting point of view. So what else is possible here, and what will it take for this to change?
Audrey,
so you don't have to have an answer for any of that as well.
Can you go into the other parts of allowance? Because some of the clients, well, a lot of clients are reading excess books, and they're getting confused with, the doormat, the allowance, and if they're in a bad situation, if they're supposed to put up with it. And I was trying to explain tolerance and patience and all that. So could you explain tolerance and patience and through the excess tools?
Yeah. Allowance is the way to freedom, and it's not something, it's probably something we've all asked for or desired in our life that haven't truly located yet, and that's the target. Acceptance is where you take it, okay? Let's just look at the energy of acceptance for a minute and feel what it's like to accept the lot in life, accept everything that's come to you.
Very
how many of you act heavy, yeah. And how many of you feel like that you don't always agree with that and you get a bit annoyed or pissed off when you just have to accept that?
Yes. Acceptance doesn't sound like a choice.
No. So is it, you know, when you get pissed off, is it a truth or a lie?
It's a lie.
It's a lie. Acceptance is where you have to take it, or it's implied that you take something. And how many of you have taken it because you cared about somebody or you wanted the outcome to be better? You have no choice other than to accept it, and then you're at the effect of everything or everybody else's point of view about it as well. That's one way with the acceptance. Or you react to it and you go, no, I don't want to accept that. But you ever feel like you hit your worst when you do that, and you just have to take it more, and it makes it harder to, quote-unquote, accept your lot?
Sure.
So then you give all of that acceptance, and you feel like a dorm because everything's just happening to you and not with you. And then you start to go, okay, I have to be more patient. How does that feel? Does that feel like?
No, not to me, no.
No.
And then you have to tolerate everything that's said to you or comes to you. How much fun does that feel?
No.
No, I don't tolerate well.
So what if there was another way of being and you didn't have to tolerate, be patient, or accept everything or resist accepting it? Could that be a little bit more fun?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So everything, here's one of those clearing moments. Everything that brought up, all that heaviness, all that anger, all that rage, all that upset, all that, oh, here we go again, doormat, oh my goodness, I've been told to accept, tolerate, and be patient forever, and it's driving me nuts. Everything that is, or everything that may have pushed buttons for or brought to the surface, are you all willing to let go of that now?
Yes.
Yes, on behalf of everybody, yes.
Thank you. And will you revoke, recant, rescind, destroy and uncreate everything that you aligned and agreed with about it,
yes.
Or heaven help us, our favorite, resisted and reacted to, that allows any of that to exist? And will you just wipe the slate, destroy and uncreate it all thoroughly and utterly?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And all the energy of allowance, where it was all just an interesting point of view, where you could observe it without judgment and choose whether you agreed with it or not, will you allow that to show up in your life and living?
Yes.
Thank you. And everything and anything that hasn't allowed that for anyone, we destroy and uncreate all of that now thoroughly and utterly.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. How does it get any better than that? See, the thing is, with allowance, you can choose and choose and choose again, which gives you the freedom. You can go for a ride down the stream. You can put your hand up and say, get out of my face, dude. Do that again, and you're going to get off. Well, smacked off, you know, the comment about them made about not being a doormat. See, when you're willing to be the rock in the stream, you can allow yourself to go with the flow if that feels fun. You can also allow yourself to stick your feet in and say, get out of my face and quit doing that to me. Does there sound like there's a doormat in that?
No.
Nope. No. So you have the potency, the choice, to go, get off, or, wee, I'm going for a flow. And then you can choose again and go, okay, the rest, no, that's interesting. Oh, I'm going to go with the flow again. Or, hey, listen, don't do that. I didn't ask you to do that. There have been many times when somebody's been yelling at me and they've just been upset. Doesn't necessarily mean it's about me. And I, when someone's upset, for me personally, I just observe them. I drop my barriers down so I can just be in the moment and hear what they're saying. And I'm saying in my head, interesting point of view, they have that point of view. Wow, that's an interesting point of view, they have that point of view. Okay, so that's an interesting point of view, they have that point of view. If they get intense, I said, are you aware of how you're speaking to me right now? And they've gone, huh? I said, are you aware of how aggressively or how loudly you're speaking at me right now? They've gone, what are you talking about? And I've said it a third time, are you aware just how you're treating me and speaking to me right now? And they've gone, well, I'm just upset because of blah, 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 blah. And I've gone, okay, just so long as you're aware of how you're acting, is it's not working for me right now, and if you'd like to change it, great. If not, I'm going to leave. Does there sound like alignment and agreement in that?
Well, that's almost overwhelming. It's like being, if you're conscious about what's going on around you, you're going to find that most people are quite unconscious. They're just doing what they've always been doing. They've always been the playground bully, or they've always been a loudmouth, or they've always not said anything. They've gotten into these habits over how many lifetimes that they just don't say anything, or they do the same thing over and over and over again. They are very unconscious of their behavior.
Yes. Now, does that mean we all have to be that as well?
No. Not at all.
No. Nope.
And that's where it's like if you're... Hello?
Well, we thought we might have a technical difficulty there.
So why don't you give some housekeeping tips or housekeeping chores or whatever you do over there, David?
Yep. We thought we might have a telephone problem on Audrey's end, so we're going to do some announcements right now, since we've got some time for that. Well, Audrey's going to be having some classes coming up. She's going to be offering the Access Body Processes in Los Angeles on February 25th this month. Oh, that's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's offering an Access Bars class March 17th in Santa Barbara. And then in North Kansas City, Missouri, in our neck of the woods, we're going to be offering a online pod class.
And it's a live one, too, not a pretend one. It's live.
Yeah, it's a live class with real people involved. Yeah, no cardboard cutouts of Gary and Dane. No mannequins, no puppets, no strings. No pool, no pets.
Definitely no pets.
Yeah, access levels 2 and 3, which we're really looking forward to. That's going to be absolutely exciting. And then Bible Options, since we are Bars facilitators, is offering on Sunday, March 18th, we're going to be offering a Bars class. So it's a one-day class, and it's very exciting.
And if you go on to the Access Consciousness website, you can find other facilitators in this area having classes and doing stuff. And if not, check out Facebook, and you'll find some classes on there also.
Yep, thousands and thousands of folks that are facilitating. In Access Consciousness, we don't have teachers. We have facilitators to help you know what you know.
So it's accessconsciousness.com. And then Bible Options this Saturday is offering Spotox Days, which is where we offer detoxification packages at reduced prices. Pretty exciting stuff. And then, starting Tuesday, March 6th, we are going to be a weekly show on BBS Radio. And we'll be at 1 o'clock Central Time, whatever the heck that is. I think that's 11 Pacific. And
2 o'clock the other way.
Yeah. I'm a little wonky in the brain here trying to figure out the time thing, but we
2 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 11 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's one o'clock here.
1 o'clock in the middle, yeah.
And wherever it is around the world,
yep.
You're on your own.
It'll show up.
Yeah. It'll show up sometime.
Yeah. Wait for the archive. Yeah. When I archive the show, and we have quite a variety of websites. We have our main website here is BibleOptions.com, and then we have acofkc.net. Then we have AudreyLynette.com, which is Audrey's website, where she has some information, and you can always catch her classes and things that she's offering there. So we have quite a wide variety of all kinds of interesting things going on. And if you check our bbsradio.com website, you'll be able to see we have a page there, and on the bottom, scroll all the way down to the bottom after going through all the information about Audrey and Linda and myself, you'll be able to find out what the theme is going to be for the next class. So apparently, so far, we have still had some technical challenges there with the phone dying. And so we're working our way through the technical difficulties here. Tons of fun. So, interesting point of view, being an allowance. That's an interesting point of view. I have this point of view, let's say, about money. And an interesting point of view, when somebody comes to you, let's say, for example, that you're out to buy a car, and the salesman really, really, really wants to sell you a certain model because they've either got too many of them or they've got too many blue ones, and the salesman really thinks that you need that blue one. If you were to go into the question, what would be the most appropriate car for me, for my budget, and for my lifestyle, if you started asking yourself the questions as to what was best for me, and every other opinion that came to you about buying that car was nothing more than an interesting point of view, how would that free you up? That would certainly start giving you choices. And the key behind our discussion today is realizing that you do have choices. You may not like all of them, but we're not used to that. We're kind of used to being doormats. We're kind of used to taking it in the shorts. We're kind of used to being with somebody that argues with us or someone that doesn't treat us well. There we go. We're so used to things. We're so used to listening to Audrey that we're just so grateful to have you back.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, my. So we blew it up. I had an interesting point of view here at the house. How does it get any better than that?
Yeah, let's blame the cat.
You filled in the gap. I love it. How does it get any better?
Yeah, we've been through all the announcements, yes.
You have trained us well.
I love you guys. How do we get so lucky to have each other? And all of you out there listening to us, crazy Australian and these wonderful Kansas City, Missouri beings on the line to celebrate interesting point of view and all the people. Do you finish your announcements, honey, or do you want to continue?
Yes, he made all the announcements. He wouldn't let me talk at all.
No.
David,
well, you know, we should because of our time, the way the time is, maybe we should pop into, let's go to Acceptance Village for a few moments, and then we can wander over, make a right, and go over to Awareness and see what's going on over
funny,
there.
Well, it's funny, because have any of you noticed how I've talked about some of the acceptance in there already?
Yes.
Lots
of it.
That's the beauty about this. And also, I've talked about awareness.
You've talked about all of it, really.
I have covered a lot of it. And if you re-listen to this, if you guys are going, what did she say? I really want to get what she said. Give us 24 hours, probably less. The guys here on BBS are fantastic. And we'll send it out to you so that you can hear it and play it and listen to it again.
Yep.
These are one of the most, from my perspective, when I first came to Access, I was pretty much living in a lot of acceptance of my life. And acceptance, I mean, the doctors had told me I'd be living in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, that I would never work again, and I could give up any chance or any hope of living without pain. Now, at that time, when I came to Access, I was just 32, so I was really young. But they told me at 27 that I would never work again, I'd never walk without pain, and I could give up any hope of a free, happy, joyful life. Now, does that feel light to anybody?
It's impossible for that to be light.
Yeah. Now, if you could imagine a panel of people sitting there telling me that. I used to go to a pain clinic, and they kept telling me that. You know, Audrey, we've got to get you to realize that you have to manage your pain. Your life is going to be just as it is now, probably worse, and we just have to get you to accept that. And I'd look behind me, and I'd say, who are you talking to? And they say, Audrey, this is not a good attitude to have in life. You have to accept that this is what your future is going to be. I say, who are you talking to? I'm sorry, that is insane. I'm 27, hello. I have another 40 years at least where I get to work. You can't be telling me that this is my lot. Audrey, you've got to accept that this is what it's going to be for you. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't. Yes, you can. No, I can't. Yes, you can. No, I can't. And we would have this every week. After about 2 years of that, they extended our sessions out so they didn't have to try and convince me longer, and the pain would get worse and stuff would happen, I started to go, okay, I guess it's going to be this. So my house was being changed to be in disability, perfect house so that someone could nurse me for when the time came, that terrible time where I would need somebody. And I'd look around me and go, what the hell is going on here? This is not what I choose. Everybody else tell me I have to accept that this is what's going to happen, and I'm like saying no. And then after a while it's like, okay, I guess this is what's going to happen. Well, is there another possibility? Please let there be another possibility. There has to be another possibility. And I got a little cranky and was a little bit of a grumpy wheelchair driver. People were meeting in the shopping center. Get out of my way! Bang! Or if you take your painkillers just at the right time, whee! Get out of my way, everybody! Woohoo! That doesn't get any better than that. So that acceptance really wasn't working for me, and everybody was telling me that's what I had to do. I had to be patient. I had to be tolerant. I had to accept what was going on. And when you can imagine by the time they called me up and said, hey, I think you should come and meet this guy from America. He's got this really great idea, and I think it's for you. I was just jumping for joy. Actually, I was like, now you're importing people from America to tell me how I have to accept my life. I don't think so. You can take that and shove it, you know, Australian. And God bless her heart, my friend said, you know what? If you change your mind, let me know and I'll take you. And thankfully, I didn't get my anger at the fact that I had accepted this and was supposed to accept it get in the way of me. And I went down and had a look, which is where a lot of people who show up in my classes, they're like, you know what? I've been accepting this far too long. Is there a possibility? Can you share it with me? I'd really like one right now. And that's where I was. I went down, sat in front of this 60-year-old guy who looked happy, healthy, and was laughing. I'm like, you're 60 vertical, which is always a plus when you're in a wheelchair, and living possibilities? What do you got to say? And he started talking about you're an infinite being and you have choice. I'm like, uh-huh. And you as an infinite being with choice can change anything you choose. And you think I'd be like a patient little girl in the back going, oh, that's a nice concept. I was like, okay, dude, well, I've got this long parchment of choice things that I'd like to change. How do I do that? And he was saying that if you have any, a question empowers you to know what you know, which is what we've talked about. I think it was our first radio show. But if you're willing to ask a question, a different possibility can show up than the answer that you're currently living. I went, okay, well, give me a question then, because I'm ready for the question, because I've had plenty of answers. And we've shared this with you a lot. How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Two of the pull-me-out-of-the-dump questions that I live with all the time and I share with everybody. If ever you feel like you're having to accept a dump load of stuff and you'd like a different possibility, hang on a minute. How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Okay, universe, I'm ready to find out. How does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? And then if you throw in that mantra that we talk about, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the night, woohoo! Enjoy it, play with it, and have it. Now, there's a lot of allowance in all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Would you like to know where that is?
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
Well, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. It's full of allowance because what we're asking for is all of life without judgment, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're not judging anything as good, bad, and the ugly. We're inviting all of life to come to me with ease, joy, and glory. And glory stands for exuberant expression and abundance. Would anybody like a bit of abundance thrown in with all their ease, joy, and glory?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
just a tad here or there.
Yeah.
Please, bring it on. So, when you say all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, you are being interesting point of view. You're not judging it. You're not saying one is thing is good and one is bad. You're asking for everything to show up in life with ease, joy, and glory. So let's say something is happening in your life that isn't the most pleasant thing to have. Which would you rather? To have resistance to it and the pain and suffering of it and the fight to have to get it right? Or ease, joy, and glory, and the awareness that a different possibility could happen.
I'll take ease, joy, and glory.
Awareness of a different possibility to just show up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you're willing to be all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, or ask it, even if it's like a prayer, hello, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Yep, please. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. It's allowing the universe to bring to you everything with ease, joy, and glory, and you will have the awareness of what else is possible. Does that sound like fun?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it makes for a very interesting perspective when you start looking at life just through a different set of eyes, even if you only did it once a day, and look at the possibilities and the opportunities that you could have just by being in allowance and by realizing that I don't have to always make a decision. I have choices. I can look at this. I can think about it. Just the fact that people, if people would realize that they have choices, I think their lives would become possibly far different than they are right now.
Yeah. What will it take for that to show up, and what else is possible?
Yeah.
And please, those of you listening at home, as we talk about these great tools, if you remember nothing else, write on a post-it note, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? And all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. If you keep those in your back pocket.
Okay, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Hello.
Let's see what our caller has to say. Is this Donna from Toronto?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Donna from Toronto?
Yes, it is.
How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Great, thank you. Do you have a question for us today or a comment?
Well, more of a question.
Sure.
It's more of a past life question with a particular person in my life right now.
Okay.
A fellow that I've been seeing and been drawn back to for the last 7 years. We just started up again in contact in November, and it's been very, very, very rocky. I'm drawn to him, and I feel that there's past life issues that are keeping me where in a place that probably isn't healthy for me. Yet I'm drawn.
Well, Audrey, you want to jump in on this one?
So what question would you like to ask, Donna?
Is there past life issues impacting on me and this person now? And what best direction should I take for my well-being?
One of the best questions you can always ask, and I'm going to give you it in a question right now, is what's right about this I'm not getting is a question that will allow you to let go of any wrongness that might be associated with it and ask what's right about this you're not getting. And often the time when that happens, stuff will show up for you to get a sense of what's true for you now and what isn't. So, and with past lives, it's like, yes, most of the people that we have in our lives we've had some connection with from the past. Whether it was good or bad, happy, sad, it can filter in and have they ever had that situation where you see someone across a crowded room and you go, oh my goodness, I love that person. Or you meet someone in the street and you go, oh, I really don't like that person. And then you tend to make yourself wrong about that. Here's a tool that's really easy to use that makes it simpler for you to be able to see whether it's something that you choose with a person in relationship. Okay? So, Donna, will you let go of all the projections, expectations, wishes, and desires that you have of this person in your life that you haven't acknowledged? Will you?
Yes.
Thank you. And will you let go of all the projections, expectations, wishes, and desires that they have of you that you haven't acknowledged?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Now, how do you feel about the person now? Better, worse, or the same?
About the same.
Okay. So one of the things that occurs whenever an infinite being comes into a body and they bring that same awarenesses from past lives with them, does the body die or does the being die?
The body.
The body dies. Okay. So how many lifetimes have you been married to someone that you, if you, the being, haven't died, are still married to? A few?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to let go of all of them now?
Would I like to, sorry?
Would you like to let go of them now?
Well, this one person in my life, that's the problem. I don't really want to let go of them.
The thing is, honey, if you are willing to let go of everything you've decided a relationship is, you can choose again in the next 10 seconds and have a totally different relationship. See, relationship means the distance between two objects. So whenever you have a relationship, what you're doing is creating the relationship, you and the other person being separate from each other already with everything you've already decided it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I want this relationship to work out. with this person, and I feel that there's karmic reasons.
Donna, have you ever heard the cliche, set them free and they'll return to you kind of type thing? The harder you hold on to them, the more they're going to want to go. So
he did
let them go and let them return to you.
He did return in November.
Well,
awesome. Well, just let me share something with you. Every day, I destroy my relationship energetically with my husband. We've been together now 9 years, and every day, 8.5 years, and every day I destroy my relationship with him, and I let go of all the decisions, judgments that I've made about him yesterday and today that I was unwilling or unable to let go of. And every time I do that, we get happier and easier, and it makes our connection to be together more fun. Does that sound like fun?
Right, but, I mean, my question is, there's this compelling attraction that I feel is from a past life, from...
Okay. Are you happy with that?
You know...
Okay, would you like to let go of it?
I think she's confused on the letting go part. I think she thinks that to let it go means to let it go, and we're talking energetically let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
energetically,
I am.
Would an infinite being be disconnected from anything, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
It would or it wouldn't?
It would.
Okay. Well... an infinite being is connected to everything. It's only separated from it by the judgments that we take of it. Okay, so are you separate from the air that you breathe?
Yes.
You are. Wow. That's the thing that we would be destroying by letting go of the relationship between you and your breath. It's for you to be separate from breath, does that allow you to breathe easily, or do you have to work hard for it?
But I can't separate from this relationship.
Why don't you go to our website, or Audrey's website, or the radio website, and... give Audrey the details, and you guys can work it out maybe through an email, since we are coming to the end of the show here.
And, Donna, we would like to thank you for helping set up a theme for a future show here about relationships. Excellent. That you've given us some great
thoughts. How does it get any better than that?
Email.
And water.
Donna. Yes. Just email me at joyforyou@yahoo.com and lay it all out, and I will write it back so that you can hear it clearly, because I'm not sure how great the line is, and you'll be able to get a clarity about what I'm asking you. Give me an email, and then in a couple of weeks I'll make sure that relationship is a theme, and I'll talk about it in a way that will make it more sense. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling us, and I look forward to getting your email, darling, okay?
Thanks. Okay, great. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Excellent. Wow.
So there you go. See, people can get through any time, even when we haven't thought we were going to have it.
That's right.
And we're changing phones in midstream and going to different lines and everything else.
And hello to everybody in Toronto.
We are unstoppable. Nothing can stop us.
Our international radio show.
And an allowance. Did you all notice we had some allowance there?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
very good.
What else is possible?
Well, everybody can join us on Tuesday, which is March the 6th.
And
at this time, this time, or that time.
If you've heard anything today that you'd like more clarity about, I know if we had the phone situation and then we've had a wonderful call from Donna. If you have information or questions you have, just email them to accessjoyforyou@yahoo.com and I will respond and let you answer anything that you have.
All righty. Well,
I'm going to leave it hanging.
It's going to be a wrap. We thank you very much for joining us today, and
here we go.
Take us out. Thank you. Have a great week, everybody.